whole plasma. Let's talk about whole plasma. I'm curious about it. You've said clues, yeah. but you've never really defined what the whole plasma of ascended blood looks like. And I was looking at notes, actually, because clues off the tech body of what is in blood plasma, whole plasma. So my first question, you brought it up last week, but I'm curious about the whole plasma of ascending blood. So will the blood plasma of ascended blood still be 55% of the body's total blood volume?
Say that again.
Will the blood plasma of ascended blood be 55%? Currently, the science says that 55% of the blood plasma is the total volume of the blood. And I want to know what percentage will the blood plasma be of the blood volume.
Blood plasma is blood. Whole plasma is all blood. It's not a separate part of blood. If you take it through paresis and you spin it out, the white blood cells from the red blood cells, that's where you're doing. That's not whole plasma. But whole plasma is just blood. So it would be 100% of the blood would be whole plasma.
Okay, so what is this that I read? When it says blood plasma. So blood plasma is different than whole plasma?
Ask Carolyn. Ask Carolyn. That's crazy talk.
Yeah, I mean, in Wiki, you know, the line, Wiki says blood plasma is a yellowish-colored fluid,
yes.
Liquid component of blood that normally holds blood cells in whole blood in suspension. This makes plasma the extracellular matrix of blood cells, making up 55% of the body's total blood volume.
But that's osmolality. That's osmolity.
Yeah, it's thicker than the liquid part of blood, but that's what Bert's saying. In an ascended person, will that blood plasma be thicker or thinner or what?
300. It'll be 355 M-O-S-K over K-G.
Okay, I'll have to look at that. Those
osmolality.
Osmolality, okay.
Osmolality. That's what's going to change, okay? And we already did all the other stuff. We did the blood, urea, nitrogen, the creatinine, the bun, the creatinine ratio. We did all that shit. How much protein, the albumin, the bilirubin, the calcium, the alanine, all of that. We did all that. Hemoglobin.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's done. But,
okay, the density of water is 1 gram per mil. They're not even doing it in osmolality. So, what is the osmolarity of plasma
osmolality.
Right now?
Oh, it's average reference range is 275 to 295.
So it's going up to 355.
Correct. But you will be more dense and can hold more goo. The yellow, sticky, whatever she said.
Yellow. So the goo is that, is that made up of white blood cells? What's the constituent of the goo?
Oh, what he's saying, whole plasma. No, it would have to be the red blood cells is where it is. And it would be the hemoglobin, actually.
Okay. So the hemoglobin without the markers is going to be more, there's more of it.
Correct. And that's how you'll calculate the hematocrit.
Which would then be higher.
Correct. And by higher is about 62, which is a little like way high. It should be in the 30s.
Okay, good. Go ahead, Bert.
Okay, thanks, Carolyn. Wow.
And you'll have a nucleated red blood count, RBC count, too.
Nucleated. You mean the red blood cells aren't going to have a nucleus?
They will.
They will.
They don't now.
Oh.
Wow. Well, nucleated red blood cells, they exist when they jump out of the stem cells, don't they?
Yes.
And then they lose it.
Correct.
Okay.
So normally zero. That's going to change.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very cool. Mm.
Okay,
yeah,
Ion.
Let me just tell you, Bert, normally nucleated red blood cells are found only in the circulation of fetuses and newborn infants. After infancy, red blood cells normally only contain a nucleus during the very early stages of the cell's life, and the nucleus is ejected as a normal part of cellular differentiation before the cell is released into the bloodstream. Okay. So Ion, by ascended people having nucleated red blood cells, does that mean that that's what's holding our 144,000?
The monocyte would.
The monocyte, well, monocytes, the monocyte would what, hold the 144,000?
Allow that holding to take place. So they're not ejected.
Okay. Yeah. So a monocyte, what is a monocyte? Yeah, because they're in the white blood cell range. Elevated monocytes.
Now you can do you'll gauge it too from the lymphocyte too, but that's not what you're asking. But monocyte was the answer.
Okay.
You see, but
so
lymphocyte's what's going to solve your issue.
Mm. Lymphocyte.
Wow.
Solve our issues. So do lymphocytes carry a nucleus and the 144,000?
No. They would give room. It's the sand in the jar right before, right after the beans, but before the sand.
Yeah.
The lymphocyte's going to go into about 60%, which is crazy high.
So instead of what are they like at 30-40%
17? No.
What?
It varies. No, you know that it varies, but it's like 17-40. Anywhere in that range is that's no big deal because you know, drink a glass of water, it changes. So you know.
So there'll be a lot more lymphocytes, and the lymphocytes will be holding our 144,000. Double helix strands.
Yes. And the basophil will go to zero.
Yeah. Yeah, they won't be needed anymore. But that's
correct.
Awesome.
But
awesome words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then what happens though, see, they normally gauge that to make sure so that you're in the low side or at least less than one. But this would be like a dead zero, like it won't even gauge for test. Sometimes they'll pull, well, you know, and like when they're doing blood gases and some of that kind of stuff, you're gauging to see how it's running, and there won't be anything to run. There won't be anything to test.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah, because basophils are more about allergic reactions and fighting parasites and... In an ascended body, you won't even attract that sort of goo.
Yeah, it would be all absorbed in the absolute neutrophil.
Mm-hmm. They hit it right off.
Which is also going to, and it's also going to be high, like about 8.8, which is actually crazy high.
Okay.
Because the range is like 0.67 to maybe 6.
Yeah. Okay, great. I've got those words. Go ahead, Bert. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Carolyn, because like I said at the beginning, it's probably quite compressed what clues that Ian gave me, and a lot of the words you all just said fills in probably the questions that I have coming, because it's a lot of details of what I found from what Ian has said, starting with the blood plasma, so that helps. But, Ian, I want to talk about albumin.
Hey, Bert, let me just ask. So is the topic you just did whole blood plasma?
Yes, that was how I started off, yes.
Whole blood plasma. Is that what you say, Carol?
Blood plasma.
Yeah, Bob.
And then what's the subtitle? What's the extra stuff?
The 144,000 in lymphocytes.
Is that one word,
yeah.
In lymphocytes?
In space, L-Y-M-P-H-O-C-Y-T-E-S.
Lymphocyte, yeah. The 144,000 in lymphocytes.
Way too fast.
Yeah.
Way too fast, Karen. Way too fast.
I thought I'd sneak that in.
No, we got it.
In
lymphocytes. Mm-hmm. Okay, Gary on, Bert.
Okay, Ian, wow, there's a lot of information that you've shared about albumin.
We're tired of fucking. We want you to get it, shut up or get it, or quit or die. We don't
right.
care. Do something.
No, it's clear. It's clear because this, and you gave some, I mean, there's so much that you just said tonight that ties in that makes my questions look stupid, but I'm going to ask them anyway. But it's a lot.
Oh, we like that. You're going to talk about the globulin ratios now? Is that what you want to do?
Damn, no, Ion, no. I saw globulin, but I want
you want the albumin? Albumin-globulin ratios. This is how you gauge the protein. Stop. This is how you gauge the protein. So it's going to, we keep talking about how 10 is 40 is 400 and this,
right,
you say
right.
this bullshit stuff. Well, right. this is where it changes. The way the total protein is compressed is from the globulin. The AG ratio. That's what's going through the roof. Through the roof. The roof is on fire. So some doctor is going to look at it and say it's like a leukemia or like a leukademia. But it's not. It's not. Right, but it's not. It's going to be, we said ascension is going to be, remember?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Ion, I have so many. You were speaking in January 30th, 2016 about albumin. And then the one thing you said is that how albumin affects the aorta and the heart work of the blood system, of the lymphatic system, of the human meat sack body. Okay? But then later, you dropped the bomb. As you said, when you really get super high albumin levels, you're going to say it's severe dehydration, but it's really not.
Yeah.
Your body's actually hydrating.
Right. And also, if Carolyn was doctoring you, now she knows things now, but before that, she would want to test your thyroid. She wouldn't want to test your thyroid because it would be almost like saying that it's you'd be suffering from low thyroid activity. Now, she'd die and go to hell before she ever gave you some thyroid, but because there's natural stuff. But she'd check that. She would check that.
Right.
See? She would check that as an excuse. But now what she knows now, that becomes, okay. So now we're not talking about the total serum protein. Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about how you divide it. But then the body would handle it a different way. For example, if you tested a human, a regular human, and their white blood cells were through the roof and they had a fever and inflammation and kit and cat and all that stuff, you'd see something's going on because the body's response, the natural immune response would be to make more white blood cells if something's invading or making a problem that's having to take care of the body or that the body's having to wage a war or build a defense.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now we're not talking about as far as the Crohn's and some of that other bullshit stuff that she does. We We ain't talking about that. We can because she does a lot of that, but we can't stand that. Where you have a super immune system that kills your body, she does a whole bunch of crap on that. But we're just sick of that shit. That's just, it is. And, we're not going to talk about it. But that is a condition. See, that is a condition where the body overtakes itself. You know, it can beat itself. So that's a symptom. But and she would test for that, okay? So now you're talking about the way you're going to change this is you're going to look more at the ratio. The ratio.
And that ratio is?
A 4.
Albumin
okay, but what is
to globulin.
Albumin
to globulin. Oh, sorry. See, she just knows this stuff by rote. It's good.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Yeah, she's smart.
But the albumin ion appears...
Don't tell Bob, though. Don't tell Bob. That'll cause a whole other problem. Just don't do that. Don't do that. We're sorry.
The albumin is really a big part of what's taking place in the change in blood. Could we say that ion?
We wish you wouldn't. No, we wish you wouldn't. What we're trying to get
albumin,
is more protein.
Albumin's not protein. I'm sorry.
No, I thought.
Albumin is not blood. So
they're
two different
it's
things.
It's protein in blood. It's protein. We're not trying to get that. We're trying to get protein in the blood. That's the point. Which is what Carolyn's talking about.
Okay. But you say that, okay, because in January you also said that albumin is 50 to 60% of the blood plasma protein. That's why I brought up the proteins. But albumin is not the protein.
It will. But it builds protein in the blood through the globulin and the alanine and the aspartate.
Okay.
It'll build the serum. It'll build the serum. See, it's basically, it's making the pot to hold more. That's the point.
Ah.
Build a richer... Carolyn, what's happening is you're building you know how pig's blood is thicker? It's a thicker blood. You're going to make a heavier, denser blood that holds more protein. That's the point.
Mm.
And you're going to blow the globulin levels out, and it's going to make room for these other capacities. So you'll need, now an ascended being will need less white blood cells. But they also do this test, like the T cells, and Carolyn knows all about the CD4 and the CD5 and the T cell, all that kind of stuff. That's going to come through the roof, but
and
it won't be white blood cells.
And the CDC.
Right.
Okay, so what you're saying about kind of the immune system stuff is that as this protein is building, the white blood cells look at it as being kind of foreign and inflammatory and attack it a little bit, but we have to get past that.
Right.
Okay.
Well, what happens is the white blood cells don't ramp up production because of the ratio. The ratio is saying, no, it's not out of line, you're okay. And you're actually going to carry your regular blood test, a CBC blood test will show you have low white blood count.
Mm-hmm.
Low white blood count, no matter what. That'll be, the low will be the new norm. But that's all going to be symptoms. See, we have to go through it. Another reason we're going through all this bullshit is because somebody's going to go to the goddamn doctor one day, and the doctor's going to say, well, you have this and this and this and this and this and this. And go, good. And he's like, no, you're dying. Okay, but I'm going to die. No, you're not going to make it. You're fixing to leave this meat tank, buddy. I know I'm fixing to become an ascended being. Yes, I like that. Let me know when I get here. He's like, come back next Tuesday. Okay, I'll be here. What time? Anytime. You're going to be dead by the afternoon. You better come in the morning. Okay, I'll be right there. You show up shining like new money. They go, damn, what the fuck? Why are you doing this? Then they won't let you come no more. They'll do for telemedicine. They'll just look at the glint in your eye through the telemedicine. They can do the zoom. They'll zoom you.
Thank goodness.
They're
going
to try to write you prescriptions. Thank goodness. Yeah, you don't have to go no more. But this becomes a good issue problem, okay? It would be like giving somebody, if you knew you would ascend, you would give somebody polio if it would extend them, wouldn't you not? Right now. Well,
yeah.
See, there you go. See, but look at it. But now look how polio attacks the body count. It would be almost the same thing. It actually morphs the body into something else, basically. And that's why that, because your dad, you know, your dad had to deal with that issue too. He got fine, but that whole issue was something that would attack the body. And you'd live, but it would attack the body and change it and morph it into something else. So they made something that made that go away forever. Like, where are all the polio doctors? They're gone. There ain't no more polio doctors. Mm-hmm. So that's not a good field of medicine to make money on these days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
ID doctors will go by the same way pretty quickly, because now everything is going to be an infectious disease condition. In a minute. Because of the poison, you know, if Roundup will give you non-Hodgkin's fucking lymphoma, oh my Jesus God, and mesothelioma, and all these different oleoliomas, zomodemidomas, all these crazy things, you see, they're going to run out of mustard to pump in your veins and call it chemotherapy. But it doesn't matter. We're not against chemotherapy because it makes you stronger. It kills you, but it makes you stronger. That don't bother us. We don't fuss about that. Now, Carolyn wouldn't give it because she wouldn't take it herself. That's the difference. No, normal doctors don't do that, but she does. And so if she's not willing to take it, she damn sure ain't going to give it to you. And that's in her plus column, obviously.
Yes.
But you've got to deal with this shit. You're going to have to deal with this shit as it comes along, because they're going to drag them in there to you, Carolyn. You know, they'll come on the Dead Bob show. You know how that goes. But anyhow, that's good news, because you now know what's up. So you'll know to watch the systems so that you can have your studies start to document the shifts and changes in people's blood counts. You can start to document a bit to say, oh, okay, you're 14.5% ascended. You're 17.93% ascended based on these problems. Well, I looked at your body, and I looked at your stuff, and I looked at your slides. Oh, those damn slides again. I looked at your slides, and I cultured your blood, and it's purple. Wait a minute. Purple? What? Purple? God damn, we got rid of that, didn't we? No, purple at 5 body. So send all your test results to purple@5body.com. As long as it's the purple, that'll be fine. And so then that's where it'll all be. Then Bob can find it forever. It'll be great. Okay, so now that's the condition, and it just gives a little bit of a pimp. We're pimping a little bit, because now what's happening is, if you notice, we're changing the conversation. We used to beg you to goddamn ascend. Now we don't care whether you ascend or not. Now it's up. The jig is up. The band is playing. You can sit there and listen to the band play, or you can go to the damn concession stand, or you can go sit in your car. We don't care. Go shoot yourself in the face. It's all right with us. We don't mind. Because now what's happened, it's time to get on with this. That's the rub. It can be a party of 2 or 2 million. It doesn't bother us. We're good. We're easy. But the point is that now you've sped this up to such a degree, you have very little choice. Now, the good news is, everybody, the good news is that now you've sped it up so much that you're making living water almost stable. Okay? Because it's a race to the bottom. We got to get this stuff that would actually kill a little man but keep a god alive. So we got to get it just right. Do you see? We have to give you just right. It's got to be just right. It can't be too quick because it'll kill you. Well, you're going to die anyway, but it really wouldn't matter. That's what Trump says. You're dying anyway. Give them whatever the fuck they want. They're dead. Whatever. Wait till they die. Give them an autopsy and then give them all the antibiotics they want. Dead people should have all the antibiotics they want. It won't hurt dead people. It's good. Can't take it all. Give it to them. So the point now is, these become telltale signs of the process. Now, humans who choose to listen to this, and there's a lot of people, well, we don't want to toot all that People listen. Who cares? They do, they don't, whatever, whatever. Okay, they are listening, but they've never heard a position where they can say, this is for me. This is for me. This is my world. This is my ascension. I want to make my body come back to what I was created for. Do you see? Even crazy Terry McLuhan can make it, but she won't. She could make it, but she won't. You see the difference? There's the difference. She could. They listen. So good. That's an abstract. You're dealing with definitive conditions and abstract realities. The abstract reality has to apply to how is it going to work for you. You've got to get the platitudes down. That's easy. The vicissitudes are what will make your asshole sore. The vicissitudes are what you can't get a grasp on because there are outside things that are involving the inside condition. That's why we spent about 2 years with the three kingdoms.
Mm.
Burning in the belly. Burning in the belly. Tail of tea. How far does it go? It's simple. No words have changed. But now they mean there's some more words to go with it now. I guess that's the way to say it. That's the difference is there's a little more with it now to kind of make it the palate has a little broader. The viands have gotten a little more delicate. Your canapes are a little more ornate. The foie gras doesn't have to be quite perfect, but it's very, very good, you see. So that's what this is about. Okay, Bert, protein's going to increase. Globulin's going to be a base. The gauge is going to be sort of the blood, power in the blood. That's the way to say that. And then you can take, now bring that back to Bob, to Dobstown. That's all this crazy, people don't like the gospelish kind of musicy things just because they're glib. But if you now all these things start making sense,
yes.
Now it makes sense because now it applies. It tells you where Andromeda is. It's heaven. This is what heaven is to me. Then they go, I want to go to heaven.
Mm.
Okay, I want to die and I want to go to heaven. Well, that's what the church says, that you're going to die. But you're going to be born again. Oh, Lord, it's not too odd to be more odd to be born once than it is to be born again. Because then you come back and you become a joint heir with Christ, which makes you God. Well, every he listened to it. Fuck, even Christian Murdy says that. They all say the same thing. But then they come back, well, I don't understand. Well, I don't get it. Well, I'm going to die. I'm dead in the sack of hammers. Momo died. Pawpaw died. Jeannie died. Gerber died. Lily died. All of them died. They died. It was the man that they were sinners. So sin, the wages of sin is death. Okay. But God doesn't sin. That's the difference. You see, to the little man condition, they call it a curse. So do we. The curse, to break the curse, allows the body to do what it's always done, to be perfect. If you need CRISPR to work that out for you, we got you. If you need a machine to put your damn ass in to see how you're doing, we got you. You need a study. You need a billion-dollar fucking study. We got an amino acid for you. No problem. Just belly up to the bar, boys. We got this. It's easy. Because now you're not going to have any excuse. You're not going to have any excuse. You're either going to make it or you're not. And we're going to say bicycle, or it's a cycle. And it's
that's a lot of talk, Ion. A lot of what be, could be, could have been. What is that four words?
Can't know
abstract
nothing.
Abstract realities and definite something. What did you say way back there? Definite something and abstract realities? Or definitive something, abstract realities?
Why would we say Bert?
I heard abstract realities.
Yeah,
you know, but I mean,
it didn't get definitive.
Well, you're not eating it. All is recorded.
we ain't going back to listen to it.
Well, I will.
Good.
I will, Bob.
That's a good day. That's a good day.
I will.
I'll listen.
Hey, Ion.
Me and Bert.
Ion, I want to. I want to add some more because, like I said, I was sifting through notes about albumin, and I found some new information that Alyssa prompted from you on May 17th regarding the blood types changing. And you said when you add more carbon into the blood, it changes the albumin, which affects whole plasma. What we're talking about is the coagulant that makes the blood flow would be replaced with carbon. So that's another additive of what's taking place.
A lot of people, listen. A lot of people, when they get old, they put them on like a baby aspirin. Now, Karen would never put you on a baby aspirin. The birch would, my God, rat poison. She would never do that. But some people do that to keep their blood thin enough so it'll flow. Okay, they do that. They do that like a prophylactic dose just to keep everything flowing. Well, what's going to happen is the change. That's why the pericardium has to change. And the that's where we do the myocardial and the ventricular coagulation, the mixing of up both of them together. That's where that starts to kick in. What that kicking in means, is that your blood's going to be thicker, but your pump and your system is going to be able to handle it. That's why everything's going to be more shifted to the lymph node system more than in the blood flow system. The blood will do it, but you won't need it. Do you know what a bulldozer is?
Yes, I do.
You know what a hydraulic system is?
Yes, I do. There are some of them, the bulldozers have those.
They do, but they're run from a pump. The pump runs the hydraulics that you can then control that motor to make the blade go up and down, but it doesn't affect the engine. Doesn't affect the engine. The engine's running on a separate position. It gives energy to the pump that runs the hydraulics. Yes, it does. So that's sort of the difference that we're going to. Comparing the meat sack body. Comparing the meat sack body to a D8 bulldozer for the cable lift.
The heart will be working more
the
with
engine.
The lymph. And the heart
No. The heart will be the engine, and it's going to keep the motor running. It's going to keep the body running. But the functionality of the human meat sack body will be much more prescribed by the lymph system, lymph nodes, and the lymphatic system.
Well, right now the lymph only works on gravity and your body's movement.
Yes.
So are you saying that the heart engine will kind of pump the lymph a bit more?
No, it won't. Remember, we talk about gravity, the specific gravity of all that changing. Remember when you used to put the drops underneath your tongue back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
Now Bob just drinks them. He don't do nothing. He just drinks them. He don't even know. You have no idea how much he's taking. He don't know how much he's taking. That's all right. But anyhow, set that aside. So the point then becomes that's how you would get that into the system, you see, the easiest way. And so, like in your tinctures and your homeopathy stuff, it was to allow the body to have a different new information at the simplest little level. Now it's come up to a higher stage. Basically, the machine that you're feeding is starting to eat itself. The machine, the body that you're feeding is starting to eat itself. So it's taking nutrition, which there's not any. That's why Carolyn does what she does, is there's no nutrition. Taking the nutrition and building it up to a level so that you can actually have some mineralization of the body that's going to build up your arterial walls and thicken up them veins and get yourself going. The exoskeleton, you're going to stop losing dermis, which is dangerous. Mm-hmm. Because you've got to lose dermis. You stop that up, that's the largest organ you got. You stop that up, you're going to be messed up. But guess what, Spurts fans, for the Bob Pornhub channel, the Spurts fans, the dermis has to be heavier to filter out or absorb all this radiation. It's like an exoskeleton it's going to have to be that the staff won't attack. Staff will not attack the new exoskeleton. That's why we talk about the palm of your hands. That's the first place to look. We've done that since itch.
You've
lived through it. We change your toes. We can change things specifically in humans when we know what we're working with, and they engage it. So we changed your body just because you've been a smart ass. So we showed you, hey, Bert.
I was not being a smart ass.
You're going to tell us what you're going to do. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. Oh, no. Yeah, okay. Good luck with that. Let us know how that works out for you. So it's good news because even as this big old glute, lumbering monster, you can still run like a gazelle. That's the point. That's what you didn't expect.
Well,
see, and that's what you didn't want to do that for, because you wanted to be limber. You wanted to be able to move.
Now you're a lumberjack.
And you can still move. That's it, Carolyn. Well, Carolyn, that's the example of the limb system starting to kick in. That's the example. He's 400 pounds and he's able to move like a fish in the water.
Yeah. And we're not talking about Bert. We're talking about the thickness of the blood. So... we're adapting to the thickness of the blood, so that it sounds like I'm trying to rehydrate people and get them to take salt so that they won't have such a difficult time in the transition to the thickening of their blood. Is that correct?
That's right. And what we have to say, darling, is the best Virginia hams are salt cured.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, good. Go ahead, Bert.
Okay, Ian, just to keep doing a follow-through more on the lymphs, because last weekend we spoke about the lymph and the synovial fluid, synovial glands were connected and they were disconnected.
We like that.
What is it you like?
Those words.
The lymph. Okay, because last week we were speaking about the lymph and the synovial fluid being disconnected. And then then we came to the conclusion that the lymph is feeding synovial fluid. But then at the end you said the point to ask is what will connect the lymph system and the lymph nodes and those fluids? But Carolyn asked you, what is the connection? So is the lymph going to be like
Don't tell us. Okay. This is exactly what we gave with the D8 bulldozer. It'll be a pump that pumps the hydraulics in the bulldozer, which is what you were about to say. We were going to say we already gave the example. It's a separate autonomic system that operates separate from the engine.
Okay, so normally the lymph is not, as from my knowledge, and it's very limited, but the lymph has never been autonomic. So you're saying that the lymph system will become more autonomic?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Has to.
Wow.
Has to. It's going to handle all fats.
All
fats will go there. All of them.
And that's the connection of the lymph and the lymph. When in the early days, I remember you hearing you talk to Dr. Dean about the lipids and the lymph, and now that's why you were always referring to that. But now it's, wow, that the lymphatic system will be its own autonomic system where all the fats are processed. Well, you say
correct.
The fats are handled. Is that what you
correct.
Said?
Correct. That's the right way to say it.
Dang.
Yeah, we say it like that because that's not the end all. Your whole body is going to change how they do it. See, Carolyn's been trying to say this forever when they're
right.
trying to, death by modern medicine. Oh, my God. Here we go again. That's the point, but what she's saying is there's got to be another way. That's all she said. She wasn't even fussing with them. She's just saying there's got to be another way. What you're doing isn't working, so this is what's killing you because you don't look at the whole big picture of the whole system. You know, you cut off your foot because it's bothering you, but if you don't cauterize it, you're going to bleed out before you get better. See, it's the point. So... she's got to take the big approach, the big picture. And every nasty thing that's ever blown through, she's been the first one in line to go to yes. head to toe with it just to give relief or help because that gives a value. Well, she likes to pimp it up too, so that's all right too, but it's all right. That's what they make billboards for. So, and see, she's at the right height. They can put all of her on the billboard and she still looks hot. She's hot. So you can put the whole thing on it. The world's tallest midget. You can put the whole thing on the billboard. It's great. It's perfect. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But the good news then becomes the solution is the answer, which is the problem. The solution, which is the answer, which is the problem. Get that?
Yeah, I get those words, but that's the solution is the answer, which is the problem.
So the Correct. Problem is the fat and the crap and the
right.
and the thickening, and then that becomes our solution.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is right. So then you mean you can have high trans fat pumped up, some kind of oil, hydrogenated, hydrogenated, yes, all that. You'll be able to, it'll be great. You'll love it. You can eat things that you can't even eat. You can eat all those things. It's going to work in your system because the system is going to change. If it's not a gasoline engine, you don't have to worry about what kind of gas it is. You don't have to worry about what kind of gasoline it is. If you're not burning gas, your body's going to change. You won't be burning. This is what you're calling, quote, quote, non-nutrition. But see, Karen's really not doing so much on nutrition now. She's doing more on mineral-based reality that's feeding the body cells. That's really all she's doing. And she's trying to help a few things here, and we don't know. There's this whole candida thing that's a whole other thing. That's way out of our wheelhouse. Forget all that. We're trying to get more of that in them, and she's trying to get that out of them. But two people have problem with it, so she's going to help the two that have the too many candidas, so that's okay. We ain't fussing about that, but that's the point, okay? Now, the good news is that the solution is almost taking care of itself. Meanwhile, check this out. Back in 1922, Sicily, they started poisoning the earth. The earth is getting worse and worse and worse. And now it's starting to have an effect on people's, what is that thing? Let's see. They use it in their, it's an elaborate thing. They think about things there. Oh, let's see. Mentalness. Wait, let's see. Don't tell us. They use that and they try to figure out things like, this is an okay thing to do. This is not an okay thing to do. So you have something called, Bob doesn't know anything about it either. It's like the reason thing. But y'all fixing to see before your very goddamn lying eyes is the environment is starting to affect the way humans think. Bob looks at it, what little he looks at, and he says, Hion, people's going butt-fucking-crazy. We go, yeah, they've been on your salons too long. They're thinking about things. The problem is the world has gone, as it's presented, has gone crazy. Up is down, in is out, over is under. The black is the new yellow, is the new white, is the new NAA colored, is the non-nigger, it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. It's kind of like, what are you doing? You guys are killing yourself and then mad because they got killed. It doesn't make any sense. The way people see things, they're like Red Lobster. They're starting to see food differently. You get that? That explains some of this responses that we look and go, what are these people doing? They're taking over a city. They're leaving their world to go live in a tent and have a gun so they can shoot people that walk down their street because they don't like the police. I don't like the police, so I'm going to take over town. I'm going to go shoot people like I want to. Yeah, I don't like the police. The police come, I'm going to shoot them too. And then I'm going to have the police put in jail because I shot them. And you go, well, that don't make any sense. That's exactly what's happening. That's what's occurring. how does one black man pass a counterfeit phony $20 bill, one, who gets suffocated on the street, tech body gets it, how does that turn into a national people rioting in the streets? They in Queensland, and they're rioting in the streets over this one issue. Okay. London, Trafalgar Square, they're about to have another damn war over it. They want justice. They don't even have a government that does things like that. They don't have anything that would make this much matter. People are picking up on things that they would never pick up on before. They would never engage that before. They would never have that as a thing. It would not be logical. Disbanding the police system that's supposed to keep you safe is not logical. And now even really smart people, because of the new environment, are picking up and go, we don't really need no police. People need, if we didn't have no police, we'll have no more crime. That's it. We've got a solution. If we stop doctoring cancer, it'll go away. And Carolyn says, well, yeah, pretty much. If you'll stop doctoring it, it'll pretty much go away. So, go ahead.
No.
We lost her train of thought.
I know, but I appreciate that, but because I have a question. Because you said in 1922 that they started poisoning the earth. But we also know about the new environment. So are you saying that the combination of the accumulation of poisoning of the earth and the new environment is causing this effect of what you're describing and how the people are acting? It's the combination of the new environment, the L2SO4, and the poisoning of the earth that started in 1922.
That's why Bob never says anything about the Dow Chemical Company. He never says anything bad about him on the Hudson River. Right on the Hudson River. He never says a word bad about him. You can't get him to say something bad about him. Yep. They've been doing his work for years.
So a lot
of business. A lot of sick people makes her really high on the food chain. So the more sick people, the more you need a doctor. It's only the sick that have need of a physician. So. He's just drumming up business for Carolyn. That'd be funnier if it wasn't so sad. You know that, right?
Yeah. So you're saying Dow Chemical started poisoning the Hudson River in 1922? Is that what you're saying?
The earth. The earth. Mm-hmm.
The earth. Just all over.
The spaceship.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ion, next subject. Polymerase.
Yep.
You last week spoke that the polymerase, it's how the polymerase embraced the body, and then you mentioned chain reaction. Now, I was doing some reading. There is a method that the scientists use to make small samples of DNA using a chain reaction method. But are you referencing the chain reaction that's taking place in the body when you said that?
Yes.
So there will be a chain reaction taking place in the meatset which causes the polymerase to embrace the body differently. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. So you go from millions of copies to billions of copies instantly.
Hey, okay, now this is the main thing that I found, and it just, when I found this, because it was always a big question, because it was a private session that Bob shared on May 30, 2014.
He gets those.
Yes, but it was one thing, because I was always curious about neutrinos, and you and Dr. Dean had a really big session. It was really heavy technical, and it was a few things that stuck out, and I took those notes. You were talking about neutrinos, and I'm going to quote Dr. Dean with the discussion. Dr. Dean was laying out all these different neutrinos, and then she said, electron neutrinos or antineutrinos are generated whenever protons change into neutrons or vice versa, the two forms of beta.
Right.
Beta. And then she started to say interactions of all neutrons, and you said it's the beta decay. And then Dr. Dean said the two forms of beta decay. And you said that's what's going to affect the polymerase. And when I read that.
Yeah. You know why? You know why? Because they will no longer be thermostable.
They, as in the polymerase.
Correct.
Is that the half-life conversation ion?
Yes, darling, you know it is.
Okay.
And we're going to do the half-life, and we're going to amplify it and blow it up from the molecular side. Because you got plenty to work with. We're going to change the way that... You know where the mimeograph machine, the old mimeograph machine where you make... You put it on, it's spinning, goes ka-clink, 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 and print off the test. Well, now you're going to change that. You're going to have a new, you're not going to have no more mimeograph. You're fixing to have a sequencer. You're going to have molecular photocopying. Unbelievably fast.
Mm-hmm. And that's enhanced by the RNA reset.
It is. Well, no, let's don't say it like that. It's true. Let's don't say it like that. It gives a base for the body to actually work with. Because you get somebody so fucked off, they have no levels, they have no anything. Well, you don't have anything to work with. Well, they can they ascend? Yes, but goddamn what they're going to have to go through. They might just soon born and die. You see, they're hollow men. Oh, wait, isn't that what T.S. Eliot said? He said they're hollow men. They're headpieces without straw. That's the point. That's what he's trying to say. Now, Wyndham Lewis may have had a better look with it, but we don't know about that because you question Wyndham Lewis's, he wasn't sincere. T.S. Eliot was sincere. But Wyndham Lewis was not sincere. He was after the book. So this through history, if you look close, now please, Scott, don't go read books or something and get yourself fucked off. We're not trying to say that. But if you look through history, you'll see that everything points back to this. But they try to make it some esoteric thing. And Bob says, who said this was esoteric? Why can't Finnegan's Wake be literal? Why can't it? That's Bob saying, so why not? Okay, so they have a salon to discuss it. Oh, my Jesus God, they're not even qualified to read it, let alone salon it, for Pete's sake. It's ridiculous. They have no idea. But Bob said he doesn't know and doesn't care. But his point was, why can't it be literal? Is it possible for it to be literal, yes or no? And once that's settled, now we can have another conversation on what we're going to do with it. Now you're on, see? Now it's on. Now the homeopathy is replaced with Deuteronomy.
Let me just back up and ask you, back in 1922 in Italy was when the fascist Mussolini regime began. Did they start having some... interaction with the chemical companies or something that started?
Otto von Habsburg. Yes. Bob knows him well.
Right. Okay.
They used that damn Domitzi money trying to make the Domitzi. Okay. She's right. Because it's going to go far. Bob's going to get it. And y'all going to wake up with a sore bum.
Mm-hmm. Rectal probing. Mussolini, 1922 fascist, he went into science and Otto von Habsburg. Yeah. But that's enough.
Yeah. And now you have the anti-fossil matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to balance it out.
So, yeah. Well, but see, it's almost full circle. That's the point. That's what Bob would say. The obsolescent retrieval is now kicked in. But what they can't believe is that it's kicked in. See, we would say a bunch of things and go, now all of a sudden, that's not the case. Now medicine is taking on a whole other life because people can look up everything. They'll give them some Greek name, fucking Latin, 47 consonant medicine, and now they can tell you everything about it. And right there in the doctor's office. No, you're not giving me that. I don't want gangrene in my genitalia. I'm not taking that damn medicine. You take it. You eat it. Well, they won't eat it. But I'm
you
not
prove
it
safe. You prove to
right.
me it's safe.
If you don't mind taking it, and you're my doctor, and if you don't think this will hurt me, you shouldn't mind taking it. So if that's the case, now we're on. Now we can have a conversation. We can work with my body, and I can be involved in it. Okay, now this is ascension. This is a mind game. This is a mind game, Carolyn. Carolyn couldn't like it. But them sugar pills did a lot of doctoring over the years. A lot of the psychosomatic psychobabble does the thing, you see. But we're not arguing for the point. We're just saying that now you've got a place to where you have a place where you have an obvious conclusion that includes ascension. That's the part that's new. Because for years, it can't know nothing, can't figure out nothing. Ian says a bunch of babble shit and can't nowhere closer. So how do you send? What do you do? And then now most everybody can tell you. Even Allison can tell you how to do it. Pretty good.
When you brought up the nucleated red blood cells will be developing in the ascendant, that caused me to think about the polymerase, because the polymerase are in the nucleus of the cell. So is there a connection between the polymerase? So
Carolyn would say yes. Carolyn would say yes, because it's the way the system answers itself. See, the body says you're low of something, make more. The body says you got too much of something, get rid of it. The body responds to this itself. And so what you're saying, some of your stuff dropped off at the end, but we knew what you said. Bob's going to fuss because he's going to want you to re-say it. The polymerase, but the point is the systems are going to be self-regulated, but they're going to be higher.
Ah, okay. So there is a relationship between the polymerase and what you brought up earlier, the nucleated red blood cells that we will have. Because before...
It's like back in the days when they were trying to do like a virus. You take the load of that's in your blood and how many copies there are and how it goes, and you have to balance that. And then you have the antiretroviral something, trying to stop the reproduction of the production of the production, and then ripping the cells so that they're not poison cells, and you don't, can't kill all the cells because then you're dead too. You got to change the information with the RNA. Once that happens in the blood that's handling these cells that have an anti-retroviral, whatever, allows it to balance itself and make 144,000. Double helix strands. So it tricks itself into ascension. Bob says, I knew it was a trick. I knew it. It was a fool there, and it's a trick to ascend. We're going to trick our body into thinking we're God. Yep.
Wow. That's okay, Ian, this is my final subject. But like I said, I have still questions that I'm developing.
Do you believe us
from
yet?
When
we bet it was going to be 18 to 24 months on your corony mess?
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe us yet?
Oh, I believe it when you first said it.
It's over.
Oh, I believe
it. It's back. No, it's over. And it's back. No, but look who's getting a big dose of it this time. It's in Beijing now. They can't run from it now. Who you going to blame now? Who you going to call now? And it's on them cutting boards. That's it. Cutting boards got it. That's what got you is cutting boards.
We had an interesting discussion in 2017 about nitrogen levels changing in the body, and then I dug out more notes in which you told someone in 2015, in July 25th, 2015, that we're going to have more nitrogen in the veins. And then I did some scientific, just reading on Wikipedia about the nitrogen balance, and the nitrogen is, you state that the nitrogen is changing. So is it the nitrogen changing due to negative pH that's causing the big change in protein? Because nitrogen is, you know, primarily the basic fundamental component of amino acids.
Yeah, but no. It's not from negative pH. It's the environment.
Oh. It's the environment itself. The environment meaning the
AL2. Well, negative pH is part of the environment, Bert.
Yes. But Ian said no. It was via the environment.
It's everything. You can't just say it's negative pH. It's all aspects. AL2SO4. It's Bob Town. Bob Dobbs. Bob
okay.
Dobbs.
Yes.
Dobbs Town.
And speaking of that, thank you, Carolyn, is that Ion said at the beginning of the show that jumped out when he was speaking with Jenny, was it with Greg, talking about the purple layer. And Ion said that the purple layer is how nitrogen deals with sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard of the purple layer. So, Ion, is that nitrogen dealing with normal sugar or super sugar is the question.
Normal sugar is super sugar to us.
Oh, okay. So then the purple layer is created from nitrogen engaging super sugar.
Yes.
Does that also relate to earlier in when we were discussing?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. When you were saying that the blood would be purple. You said, I heard you say the blood would be purple somewhere on this show.
It'll have purple in the blood, but the blood won't be quite purple. It'll be darker. But see, blood changes when the air hits it. There's not going to be any hair. So it's going to be more like blue in your veins, the blue bloods. It'll be like a dark periwinkle purple.
Wow. Okay. Wow, okay. Thanks.
But blood's not red naturally through your veins.
It's not natural. Is it blue currently? I mean, unascended blood blue?
No, it's not blue. It's not red through the veins. You can see you have blue veins. Do you get a bruise?
Right.
It's purple.
Right.
That's why. That's what color it does. That's the oxidation aspect. And the air hits it, then it gives a red look.
Okay.
Even if they do it in a vacuum tube, it comes that red color. But it's going to change. It's going to be darker. It'll be more like pigeon's blood color, which is kind of a bluish, purplish, red.
Okay. Wow.
It's going to be the blue blood. That's why they call the upper echelon, they ate so good, they had bluer blood. They were called the blue bloods because they ate better.
All right. Thanks.